Okay, good morning everyone, and thank you for joining us. My presentation topic is gatekeeper's plot and HIV testing among female sex workers in China. Okay, I'd like to introduce the concept of social support. Social support is a complicated concept related to different aspects of social relationships, including the quantity and the type of interpersonal relationships, such as the size of support and the size of the support network, and also including the functional content of this relationship, such as emotional support, tangible support, and kind of the informational support. And also, it included the perceived quality of this support, i.e. the satisfaction of the support you received. In the context of HIV study, and existing studies found that the social support is positively associated with positively coping skills and productive sexual behaviors and medical adherence among people living with HIV and AIDS. Here I would like to introduce some background of HIV prevalence in China. By the end of 2011, it was estimated that there were about 780,000 people who were living with HIV in China. And of them, about 46.5% were infected through heterosexual transmission. And a large proportion of heterosexual HIV transmission in China has been through commercial sex. Female sex workers and their clients and stable sexual partners may serve as a bridge population, linking high-risk groups to the general population. Although right now the commercial sex industry is illegal in China, however, this industry has been widespread since the 1980s. Due to the open sexuality, the economic development and disparity, and also the freedom of the population movement. So right now, the estimated numbers of female sex workers in China vary from 1 million to 10 million, depending on how you define this group and how to measure this group. And the overall HIV prevalence among the female sex workers was as high as 1% in the surveillance sites. And some studies also indicated the high prevalence of STDs. For example, one recent study shows that among female sex workers, the prevalence of surveillance was as high as 20.5%. Right now, more and more scholars pay attention to social support and the role of social support in sexual behaviors among female sex workers. The studies show that the main sources of support among female sex workers include their friends, their co-workers, stable partners, such as boyfriends or husbands, also gatekeepers and clients. However, the sources from the support from different sources and the support with different functions have quite different effects among female sex workers' behaviors. For example, the emotional support and informational support from their friends have a positive effect in consistent condom use with clients. And the information and in, uh, the in, emotional support from stable partners and their clients has a negative effect on their condom use. And also, one study in Switzerland shows that female sex workers with fewer family support was more likely to have mental health problems. And another study conducted in South Korea indicated that the female sex workers with fewer support networks have a high risk of get STI infections. However, there is limited studies focused on how the social support from gatekeepers associate the female sex workers seeking health services, like the to take a physical examinations or to take HIV testing. So the current research aims to describe gatekeeper support related to HIV testing among female sex workers in China. And the second aims is to examine how gatekeeper support is associated with female sex workers HIV testing behaviors and intention. And finally, we hope by this research we can explain or identify some culturally appropriation interventions to utilize gatekeeper support for HIV prevention among female sex workers. So we selected two southwestern cities in China and conducted a cross-sectional survey among 122 female sex workers. And these participants completed a self-administered survey. The basic data we collected, including the demographic characteristics variables and the gatekeeper support for physical examination and the gatekeeper's discussion with the female sex workers about HIV prevention. And also, we examine the HIV testing behaviors among female sex workers and their intention to take HIV testing. Here is the basic result. So we can see that majority of the female sex workers were very young and single women. They came from the rural area and have a limited education level. About 63.4% of them less than middle school. And averagely, these female sex workers stayed in the city nearly 4 years, and they earned about 2,700 RMB in every month. That's equal to $400 to $500. And some of them lived with stable partners. Actually, as high as 85% of the female sex workers reported that their gatekeepers encouraged them to conduct physical examinations. And the gatekeepers could frequently discuss with them about HIV prevention. And we also find out that younger female sex workers and the ones with higher education levels were more likely to perceive that their gatekeepers support them for physical examinations. And based on our multivariable analysis, and we find out that the gatekeeper support for physical examination was significantly associated with the female sex workers having ever taken an HIV testing. And also, is significantly associated with their intending to take HIV testing. And gatekeepers' discussion about HIV was also significant related to HIV testing behavior and intention. So for our study examines how gatekeeper support is related to female sex workers' HIV testing behavior and intention. So we call for future HIV prevention programs that can consider the influence of gatekeeper in female sex workers' health-seeking behavior and intention. And such efforts also need to pay attention to the adult female sex workers and the ones who is lower education level, because it's urgent to improve the gatekeeper support for physical examination among these high risk but vulnerable population. That's all. Thank you.